Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for the homily is John 6:68. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. You may be seated. Goose. That was the answer to the question, what does a seminary student and his wife on Vicarage, trying to earn ends meet, serve for Christmas dinner? And the answer was goose. But the real excitement happened after dinner. After dinner, there was an emergency ride to the hospital, which crossed the Peace Bridge between Buffalo, New York, and Canada. And I was born in the back seat of my parents' car, crossing the Peace Bridge. A paper headline the next day said, local couple causes squalling international incident. Yes, my life was indeed a miracle. I was not supposed to live, and yet God gave me life miraculously. And yet, at an early age, when I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, I began to wonder if this miracle which God had performed, this gift of life, was some kind of cruel joke. Jesus was making headlines in our text for today. If I were to put a caption on John 6, it would read this way, Jesus claims to be bread from heaven. The people who heard those words in John 6 didn't understand. They said, for example, how can he give us his flesh to eat? In fact, they didn't understand to the point where they began to leave. They began to distance themselves from Jesus, who would make such radical claims. And so Jesus looks at his disciples and he said, will you leave also? And Simon Peter, who is never known to be bashful, says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In many ways, we are like those early hearers of Jesus' words. We don't always understand how God's word applies to our lives, do we? We often struggle with events in our lives, the valleys that we all go through. You see, we all are disabled. We all have disabilities of various kinds, and we wonder if God's grace will indeed heal us. But the good news is that we have a God in Jesus Christ who understands our questioning. Did Jesus not say on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus himself questioned on the cross. And yet our precious Savior also said on that same cross, into your hands I commit my spirit. So we thank God for Jesus Christ, crucified and risen this day, who is the answer to all our questions. So I would invite you along with me to bring your questions to the Lord this morning. Look to him, to his word, for answers. I give thanks and praise to God this day that He daily gives me the strength to overcome my disability. And believe me, it's not just a body. I'm talking about a disability of body, mind, and spirit. And His grace is sufficient for me, for His power is made perfect in weakness. And what He does for me daily, He will do for you. Because He is the faithful one, He is the risen one that we worship this day. I want to share another headline with you, one that did not turn out so positively. Recently, a paper in Indiana reported a grandmother of 88 years and her granddaughter committing suicide. The granddaughter, by the way, had mental retardation. And they had waited, and they had waited and waited for services, and nothing happened. Doors closed time and time and time again. There was seemingly no hope, no good news for this grandmother and her granddaughter. And so in despair, they took their own lives. When I first read that headline, I was greatly disturbed, greatly moved. And I said, Lord, how can we prevent this headline from ever happening again, this needless tragedy? Perhaps some of you have seen the popular television show Early Edition. Have you seen the show Early Edition, where this man somehow gets the day's headlines early, and then he goes about trying to prevent whatever tragedy is talked about? Well, I envision this tragedy in that context. And I thought about the good news of Bridge Ministries. And I thought about this Early Edition headline. Bridge Ministries with Concordia Seminary shares the good news of Jesus Christ, the words of eternal life, with persons with disabilities in Fort Wayne. You see, the solution to this tragedy is to lift high the cross of Jesus Christ, to bring healing and hope to persons with disabilities. Let me illustrate what I'm talking about. There's a young lady I know named Pam, and by God's grace, she has heard the good news of Jesus Christ, and her desire is to share that good news with others. She not only has cerebral palsy, she also, by some mistake of the surgeons, has a paralysis. But she says to me, Pastor Carl, I don't care what my physical condition is. I just want to share the eternal words of Jesus Christ that give life to the world. And so she gives her testimony to troubled children. And these troubled children are not like you this morning. They do not sit still for anyone. But they sit still for Pam, as she shares how Jesus Christ has overcome despair in her life and given her joy and gladness. You can hear a pin drop as she speaks. And at the end of her testimony, she declares, "The devil didn't win!" There's more to the story of Pam. We have needed volunteers to help her, to give her testimony, to spend time with her. And you know, we cannot find those volunteers. We cannot find volunteers who are willing to assist Pam to lift high the cross of Jesus Christ. There are people like Pam in Fort Wayne, Indiana. 10% of the population of Fort Wayne is disabled in some fashion. And their greatest desire is to hear the words of eternal life. They, like Simon Peter, say, "Lord, to whom shall we go? There's nowhere else to go." Because Jesus Christ has the words of eternal life. I would ask you to prayerfully consider, as we close, helping people like Pam in the Fort Wayne area lift high the cross of Christ. He is the risen one. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we first of all pray for ourselves. We are people with questions this morning. Lord, sometimes we just don't understand. Sometimes, Lord, even worse, we are tempted to leave. Perhaps there is someone even here this morning who is tempted to leave, tempted to walk away. Lord, without your Holy Spirit, all of us would leave. Pour out upon us this day your Holy Spirit, so that rather than leaving, we might cleave to the cross of Christ. Cleave to the risen one. Hold fast to him, despite our questions. Lord, we cleave to you this day, trusting in your words of eternal life to each of us. And Lord, we pray for Pam, that you would provide friends for her to help her to continue to lift high the cross, to help her to continue to declare, "The devil didn't win." And Lord, we pray for persons with disabilities, ourselves included, that together we might lift high the cross, that we might prevent tragedies and turn tragedies into triumph in our own lives and in the lives of others. Thank you for your words of eternal life to us this day. May they give us healing, forgiveness, hope, and joy, and may we share this joy here and with those around us. In the name of Jesus, amen.